He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Friday, February 27th, and free agency has begun. The Texans have already started to make some splashes. They have officially traded quarterback Sage Rosenfels to the Minnesota Vikings in return for a fourth-round pick. That gives the Texans 8 picks in this year's draft, including 2 picks in the fourth round. Also making news, Texan safety Eugene Wilson signed a 3-year contract with the team. Also signing contracts were defensive end Stanley McClover and center Chris White. They each signed 1-year contracts with the team. As for negotiations up in the air, well, there's a lot of fact and fiction out there right now. The Texans have brought in quarterback Patrick Ramsey. He arrived in Houston on Friday and has been getting medical tests. Now, people are reporting that the Texans are negotiating a contract with Ramsey, who's 27 years old and spent his last 2 years with the Denver Broncos. But nothing official has been reported. Ramsey will remain in Houston for the rest of the weekend, so stay tuned for the latest news on free agency. Also, Arizona defensive end Antonio Smith is set to arrive in Houston on Saturday. Smith is being pursued by the New York Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Smith played at Oklahoma State and started at left defensive end for the Cardinals. He had 2 sacks in the postseason with the Cardinals, helping them get to the Super Bowl. Now, the Texans need a defensive end after releasing Anthony Weaver earlier this week. Also in the works, the Texans are trying to hammer out a deal with middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. Ryans has 1 more year left on his contract, and the Texans would like to lock him in for a multi-year deal. General Manager Rick Smith says he plans to use free agency to fill some of the holes that the Texans have on the defensive side of the ball, mainly on the defensive line. They need a run-stuffing defensive tackle and a defensive end opposite Mario Williams. Now, that what they don't get in free agency, they will look to in the draft. So stay tuned for the latest free agency and draft news on HoustonTexans.com. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.